Associated Press redefines packing the Supreme Court as depoliticizing it. By Joel B. Polak on October 11, 2020. The Associated Press described Democrats' proposal to pack the Supreme Court with liberal justices in new seats as merely an effort to depoliticize it in a report on Saturday. For more than a year, Democrats have proposed packing the Supreme Court by adding more justices, increasing the total from the current 9 to at least 11, and then filling the seats with liberals. Those calls have become louder and more intense in the days since the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Former Vice President Joe Biden and his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, have refused to say whether they would pack the courts. On Friday, Biden went further, telling an interviewer that voters do not deserve to know his view before the election. Court packing is traditionally unpopular, so much so that Democrats opposed the idea when their own president, Franklin D. Roosevelt, proposed it in the 1930s. Left-wing pundits have attempted to reframe the issue as merely depoliticizing the existing court. The AP article in question was about the Senate race between Montana Governor Steve Bullock, D., and incumbent Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount. The issue of court packing came up during a recent debate. The AP originally reported, Bullock said that if Coney Barrett was confirmed, he would be open to measures to depoliticize the court, including adding judges to the bench, a practice critics have dubbed packing the courts. The AP later updated its article to note to make clear that it is Bullock's opinion, rather than a fact, that adding justices to the Supreme Court would depoliticize the court. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.